complete.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10! Woohoo!
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. And of course, he'll beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. We've got the news quiz for bare naked ladies. I tell you that early. So if you'd like to see them, and they're probably going to sell out, they will be at the Greek Theater. Big band, lots of hits. I'll give you a chance to win the tickets next hour when we do the news quiz. Also going to talk to some legal analysts, our legal analyst, Jessica Levinson, not just our legal analyst. She's a professor at Loyola Law School, president of the Los Angeles Ethics Commission, because I've got a bunch of legal questions for her, not the least of which is the ruling on Kate Steinle, on the illegal immigrant who shot his gun off, and he was deported multiple times, found not guilty in the slaying of Kate Steinle. So we'll talk about how that can happen, a bunch of other legal issues. The one thing I want to start with just briefly, because this one just got my goat. Proposition 47 makes stealing a car worth $950 or less a misdemeanor offense. So if I steal a car and I go to court, I should bring an appraiser, a car appraiser with me, or I should break the axle in the car before they arrest me so that it has no value or it's under $950. That's unbelievable. The case interpreted the Proposition 47, the 2014 ballot measure that reduced felonies for certain drug and theft crimes to misdemeanors. I mean, we see the crimes gone up. We really don't know how much because of the reporting by the LAPD. Do we know how accurate that really is? Anyway, every year I hear they're going to address that and make it right. And then every year I hear some whistleblower saying, yeah, it's not accurate. We were told to underreport these crimes so that the crime rate looks better than it is. That usually happens if you're from Chicago, where Joe's from, and Drew, or Philadelphia, where Dino lived and I lived. They always manipulate the numbers, especially in election years. They're known for that, so you can get elected. Look, crime went down. No, the reporting of crime went down, so thank you very much. But so if you're out there now and you're ready to steal a car, you better steal it with an appraiser. Run around with an appraiser as a sidekick. Gouge it, put holes in it, whatever you got to do. I mean, if you want a Mercedes, you're going to have to really work on that sucker to get it down below 950. But come on, you can do it. You're industrious. Who's the guy with you? Who's the accomplice in the getaway car? Oh, that was my appraiser. He was pointing out cars that go for less than $950 that I could steal. So, the big story today, it's funny, you come into work, you sit at your desk, you start prepping, and you never know where the news is going to take you. And Michael Flynn is the big news of the day. We'll go through it right now, what you need to know. If you would like to participate, and you have comments, feelings, emotion about this Flynn plea deal, he pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And there are ramifications to that call, 800-222-5222. The first thing I thought of is, if Mueller really, all the comments that the president's making toward Mueller, if it bothers Mueller to some extent, and he wanted to get back, today would be the day to do it, because you're looking, you're sitting back in your office, and you go, so when are they going to be announcing the tax deal? They're going to be announcing it, what, Friday-ish, Friday morning? Okay, all right, let's drop the Flynn bomb on Friday morning. Let's do that Friday morning. See a tax deal. This is going to be the headlines. I hate to be cynical, but I'm just saying, people are people. If you're ticked off, if you're irritated, you're annoyed by the White House and the comments, Friday morning would be a good day to do it if you figured this is when the Senate is going to vote on the deal. And apparently, to be a little bit all over the place, OCD for a moment, they have moved forward and they say they have enough votes for the tax reform bill to go through. They'll be voting later this afternoon. That was the latest on that. But Michael Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. Some people, so he lied to the FBI. They only got him lying. The problem is this. Michael Flynn is the highest level guy that they've nailed so far. He's number four that they've charged, okay? He's in the inner circle because he was part of the transition team. He was the foreign advisor to the Trump administration during the run-up, and then he was national security advisor after. So my understanding, and we'll get some more clarity from Jessica Levinson next hour, is that Mueller's team had enough information on him that they could have charged him with a bunch of stuff. They handpicked the charges because they want the charges to relate to other stuff and cast a wider net, okay? They could have gone after his Turkey connections. They could have gone after him working for the RT network, potentially, and some other stuff. If you read what Michael Flynn was involved in, there are a lot of areas that they could have looked at. But they choose these areas so that it can cast, like I said, a bigger net that it could maybe lead to obstruction and other issues. Because when I saw this break, I go, he's not the guy. Who's the big fish? Who are they going after? Is it the son-in-law? Is it who in that circle is it? Up to the president, because this is the guy who's talking to the president every day. Remember, he comes in every day as a national security advisor and sits with the president and gives him his security briefing and discusses everything with the president. So who's the big fish? What is Mueller going for here? Where's, and this does not look like it's anywhere near ending. And the president mentioned the other day, this looks like it's going to be wrapping up, and Ty Cobb, his attorney, said it looks like it's going to be wrapping up before the end of the year. It looks like it's not only not going to be wrapping up on the end of the year, but it looks like it's going to keep going for quite some time. So the point of the guilty plea is to require Flynn to continue cooperating, because if he doesn't cooperate, they can charge him with a higher crime. If he does cooperate, they can charge him with a lesser crime. And they specifically picked two charges, and it's a 5-year deal. From what I'm understanding, they could have done multiple charges and offered a 20-year deal, but they went easy on him because the expectation is that he will cooperate. And you only do a deal like this if he's got information that they feel is big enough and useful enough to assist them in going up the chain and resolving the issue that they're trying to find out about collusion with Russia, etc. So it means that the deal with Flynn says something of value is there. He's got something of value that he hasn't revealed, or maybe he has revealed some of it already, but that's how you do the plea deal. You reach out, you have the attorney reach out and say, we're willing to make a plea deal. You then usually have the person come in with their attorney, and you try and find out if it's credible enough information that it's worth the deal. And then if a deal is cut, it usually means that the information is there that they want, or they would not have made the plea deal. So he's the fourth Trump associate to be charged. He's accused of making false statements to the FBI about two discussions with the Russian ambassador. And here's the other question. Why lie? If you've got nothing to hide, why lie? What's the lie that he's covering up? So lying to the FBI in itself carries a penalty, as I said, of 5 years in prison. His former campaign chairman, Manafort, two other campaign aides, and now his former national security advisors have all been charged with felonies at this point. The FBI interviewed Flynn apparently at the White House 4 days after the president was sworn into office, and the American intelligence agencies were concerned about Flynn, and apparently so concerned about Flynn's communications with Mr. Kislyak, the ambassador from Russia, and false accounts that he provided to Vice President Mike Pence, that the acting attorney general at the time, remember who that was, Sally Yates, warned the White House that his national security advisor might be compromised by the Russians. So he served just 24 days. He resigned February 13th after it was revealed that he had misled Vice President Pence and other top White House officials about the conversations with Mr. Kislyak. But after accepting the resignation, he repeatedly said, remember, President, because you're going to look at the timeline here, the president said he was a good person, and the day after Mr. Flynn resigned, the president told the FBI director at the time, Comey, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, letting Flynn go. So the question there was, is it called letting him go because there's stuff here, or letting him go just because I think he's a nice guy and a wonderful man and it's sad? So now there's a lot of questions swirling around about his connections to Russia. He had a dinner that he was paid to attend in Moscow in 2015, and we've all seen those pictures of him sitting, one chair away from Mr. Putin. And he's also been really vocal throughout the campaign of being closer to Mr. Putin. So the question is, did he talk about sanctions? Was he trying to arrange something as far as the sanctions in the run-up to the presidency? And remember, he was a big outspoken critic of the president at the time, Obama. And he was yelling, lock her up, about Hillary. He left the Obama administration. They wanted him out. He clashed with them. And the Obama administration warned this administration about Flynn. And then he formed this consulting group that led to questionable lobbying for foreign governments, including the Turkish government. and some business deals tied with the Middle Eastern countries, which I talked to you about yesterday, which the fact that he had a company there that wanted to put nuclear reactors in the Middle East, and he was advocating for that to the extent that he had the company that was advocating for that drop documents that he wanted to put into the president's cycle there, get it in front of the president as policy. And he was being paid for that. They paid him more than $500,000 to represent their interests in Turkey. Pretty stunning stuff that was going on. But quietly now, I guess they've been working this for quite some time to make sure they got all their ducks in a row and be able to nail him to the point where his guilty plea suggests that he's giving them information that they need. That, as I said, he's not the guy. They're going for something else, and they're methodically doing it. What will it yield? Tony in Anaheim, you're in Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, that's all fine and dandy that they're getting this guy for doing something wrong. But let's remember, Mueller has your credit card and my credit card with the purpose of finding collusion with the Russians, the Trump administration, to win the election, not to find crimes that are not even associated with that. And one final point, if I'd like to make, is this. There's nothing wrong with potential presidential candidates, and it's happened in the past, talking to foreign nations as to how they'll have dealings after the fact.
Well, hold on. Let me just stop you. Let me punctuate that there. By the way, you're right. No collusion was discussed yet. There's no collusion that this it's isolated to Flynn right now. There may be no other crimes. But the reason you do this is because you're trying to find that out. When you say there's nothing wrong with talking to a foreign government as you're ramping up, well, here's the issue. You had a government right now that Obama was running where they sanctioned the Russian government for interfering in our elections, a foreign government intruding. Was he working with that foreign government, Flynn, to say we're not going to do the sanctions? And was he directed from above because there was something else going on? That's what Mueller's trying to get to. So this is it is kind of an unusual situation. It's not just somebody talking to a foreign government that's going to be in office. It's somebody talking to a foreign government that our intel community said definitely interfered with our elections.
He's interfering with a decision that was made by a current administration, and that's a crime in itself. But he's not interfering with regards to possibly setting up any advantages to win an election.
You don't know that. I don't know that. We have no idea because, exactly. And there may be no connection. All I'm reporting is how this thing plays out and what you need to know now so you have the information to try and make a reasonable judgment about what's going on. And the reasonable judgment is this isn't done yet. The investigation's not over. It's going to keep going. Who knows what he's going to find?
If I could put this in perspective, if the Trump administration colluded with the Russians to win the election, I want them nailed.
Everybody, of course.
And I just want to put things in perspective. I want to put this in perspective because we're living in an era where the media inflates issues just to get people to come back to the channel. And it confuses a lot of Americans who are busy on a daily basis trying to put food on the table. We need to stay focused on what's relevant and what's not relevant.
You know what? It's a very good point. And people do, they use shock value, they use teases to get people in, they misrepresent, and I hate it. I try and do due diligence to present what the facts are. When I started the segment, I said, here's what you need to know about the Flynn deal. And I will have on Jessica Levinson.
Really
well, I have Jessica Levinson on next hour to go through it from a legal perspective. This is not a Democrat or Republican thing. And you said the right thing. If there was collusion to win the election, see you later. Nailed. This is about our country and our country's security and our country's safety. So if they did anything along those lines, see, absolutely. And I hope both sides, independents, Republicans, farm animals, everybody agrees. So you'd love to see this go to its conclusion. The difference right
and
now,
if there
too,
wasn't yes. any collusion, if there it wasn't any collusion, I want those naysayers who stirred the pot up to be nailed as well, because we wasted our money and our time and our focus.
Well, we waste our time and our money and focus on a daily basis when it comes to government. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And by the way, you want to talk about wasting our money? We should get into the weeds on the tax bill, because now that it was not neutral as far as deficit neutral, and they got the score back and they went, uh-oh, there's a $1 trillion difference Now, the call, it harkens back to a call I had yesterday from a listener who said, now we got to see what they're going to be cutting, because you know where we're going to cut now. Social Security, Medicare, and how's that going to impact you on a daily basis, whether you're Republican or Democrat? It is going to impact you. This tax deal is going to impact you. So hopefully we'll know more later today about what's in it. They are going to move it forward. But they had to make some adjustments. They had to cut some stuff because when you find out what they promised, a revenue neutral bill. It was not only not revenue neutral. It was the opposite. There's a huge, huge gap that they have to work out now to A, appease the members who are saying it has to be revenue neutral. That's what we promised the deficit hawks and everybody else. So they're trying to balance this bill. And don't forget, there are lobbyists in there. There's a lot of people who want a piece of that pie. So we'll see what's in that bill, and we'll try and report that honestly, so that you know what you're going to be paying waking up tomorrow if this bill goes through, how it's going to impact you and your day. All right, so the big news, Flynn made a deal, made a plea deal. Apparently, as I was just talking about, there's something bigger. There's bigger information. You don't make a deal like this with somebody unless they got the information you need, or at least presented to you that they have the information that you need to keep the investigation going further. So more of your reaction, 800-222-5222. I'll give you some more details about that. Also, Congress's secret payouts. Another secret payout from a representative, $100,000 in hush money. And I think I have a solution to that. See what you think when we come back. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman at 10 continues. That will be the Bare Naked Ladies. I got tickets to see them at the Greek Theater. It's going to sell out, but I got tickets for you. When I tell you to call, we'll play the news quiz together. And everybody listening, of course, will learn a lot of news stories. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news, I want to talk about another secret payout that Congress gave to, you know, a representative, a harassment accuser of $100,000 in hush money. This is happening more obviously now that it's been investigated than not. And I've got a suggestion on how to do this. Also, Jimmy Kimmel accepts Roy Moore's challenge. You know, he's running for the Senate. They're now into, boy, Jimmy has really inserted himself politically, into the national conversation, and his ratings have gone up. It's weird. Did you see this, Dino? That Fallon, I like Jimmy Fallon. He's a nice guy. Really nice guy. Everybody who knows him says he's a nice guy. Really talented as far as, doing these impressions and stuff. But you know what? I thought it was me when I'm watching the show and every guest comes out and like throws ping pong balls in the air, or you're hitting the face with meat, or these like nonsense skits. I thought, how long can you reproduce that until the audience gets tired? Well, they've gotten tired because Colbert is now beating him, and Jimmy Kimmel's right up his, you know what, in all demographics because it's getting old and tired. So I'm curious what they're going to do on the Fallon show to revitalize that, because he's not a great interviewer. Apparently people want politics at night. They want to see stuff that's going on in the world. They want to hear stuff that's relevant and resonates with them rather than seeing Tom Cruise try and drink a bottle of Jell-O. I don't know. You know, it's just stupid prank stuff. And Letterman used to do that to Stupid Petrix, but it was this very small part of a show. This appears to be Jimmy's interview segment. It's when he does all of those challenges and foosball and stuff. So I don't know that it's resonating right now, apparently, since Colbert looked like he was going to be canceled. They actually were talking about putting the guy after him, moving him up. But he's number one now, and he's doing politics. And then you got Kimmel inserting himself into the healthcare thing, and now taking on Roy Moore's challenge to go down there and do a duel. So I'll play the clip of that coming up in a little bit. Also, NBC has had shifting statements on Matt Lauer that's drawn some scrutiny, and apparently Meredith Vieira mentioned on a visit to her show from Matt Lauer that he has a closet filled with sex toys, and he tries to explain it, and it doesn't go so well. So I'll play that clip too when we come back. Lots of talk about the phone number, 800-222-5222, when Peter Tillman at 10 continues right after the news.
KABC News is live and local at 10:30, and I'm Jeff Whittle. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pled guilty today to making false statements to the FBI regarding his conversations with Russia's ambassador. Flynn also disclosed that he is now cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes he has enough votes now to pass a Senate Republicans tax reform bill, since Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, a key holdout, has announced that he will support the GOP version of tax reform. An illegal immigrant who had been deported five times was found not guilty of murder in the shooting death of Kate Steinle on a San Francisco pier in a case that sparked a national debate on immigration.
Jose Inez Garcia Zarate was wanted for a sixth deportation when Steinle was fatally shot in the back in 2015. Garcia Zarate said it was an accident. Meantime, KABC's legal analyst Royal Oak says it doesn't mean he's totally in the clear.
He was found guilty of possessing a gun as a felon, and as a result, he could face sentencing on that down the road.
Before the shooting, San Francisco authorities had released him despite a federal immigration detention request. The city's sanctuary city law limits cooperation with the feds. Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
A robbery suspect was shot to death by undercover LAPD officers yesterday afternoon at the end of a pursuit in North Hollywood, according to LAPD Lieutenant Chris Ramirez.
The suspect exited the vehicle, at which point an officer-involved shooting occurred. That suspect was struck.
He later died at the hospital. The plainclothes detectives were investigating a series of robberies in the area when they encountered the man who probably knew they were undercover police officers.
Usually our detectives always identify themselves as police officers.
And no officers were injured in the shooting. There's speculation that the suspect who was killed was the so-called penny pincher bandit. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Utah Jazz jilted the Clippers 126-107, ending the Clippers' three-game winning streak, while the LA Kings whipped Washington 5-2 for their third straight victory. Kings skate in St. Louis at 4:30 this afternoon right here on KABC. Ducks visit Columbus at 4 p.m. Dallas whipped Washington 38-14 on Thursday Night Football. In college football, number 10 USC takes on 12th-ranked Stanford in tonight's Pac-12 title game at Santa Clara. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 10:32.
Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Coming up, I want to talk about Congress and their secret payouts, because there was another secret payout revealed, and I'd love to get your take on that. The fact that our tax money is going to cover, is covering these guys' butts. I have a solution for it. I'll tell you in one second. But first, Tony wants to say something in Santa Clarita. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Peter, you know about this Prince Harry, Meghan Markle thing?
Yeah.
I used to live in a neighborhood with a TV studio, and the word around is that these two have known each other since elementary school in the 80s because Meghan Markle's father worked on some documentary films with Prince Charles, and these two met each other when they were kids, and that they probably would have been married a lot earlier. They had to wait for this Prince guy to finish his military service.
Right.
And also they're saying that the British government was actually subsidizing her private school education, that she might eventually be married to a lawyer.
Oh, so there's a conspiracy theory here that she, yeah, that they were nurturing along because everybody wanted her to be, they even knew at age 8 that she should be the designated one. It was an arranged marriage. But somehow, wait, so what you're saying is...
Prince Charles and Meghan's father, they knew each other, or they...
So who subsidized, who subsidized her education?
The probably the British.
The British. All right, thanks. So the theory there, if it's a conspiracy theory, is that somehow the Brits, the Queen said, you know something? This is the six-year-old I want marrying Harry 30 years from now. She's biracial, female. This would be perfect for us because we will need, after all the Diana crap, we will really need some good PR. This is the girl. So they subsidized her for 22 years, even on tutoring and any of her other stuff, after-school stuff, because she was waiting. The parents were waiting all these years to marry Harry. Okay, all right. That's your theory? Stick to it. So Representative Joe Barton, remember we heard about this guy? He's from Texas. And the poor guy had nude photos and put out there. He took selfies, remember? And they got out there. But he said, hey, I was dating at the time. I was single at the time. And he's not running again because he's saying, there's other stuff that got out there where he was married. And he's, by the way, he's one of the House's most conservative members. He began his tenure in 85 and has represented the Dallas suburbs since then. Apparently, there's fallout because aside from the nude selfie he sent to a former love, there are all these racy text messages he sent to Arlington GOP activists while he was still married. Boy, you gotta be, if you're single out there, man, you can't send, do you send text messages all the time, Dino? To women, really? Your girlfriend, like, suggests this stuff? So if she bails on you, she's got years of stuff She can send you the jail. I don't text. I never text anything that can send me away. I never say anything of consequence on radio or in a text. So here's the deal. John Conyers, who may be speaking today, there is sense in the wind that he may be having an announcement. There's a $27,000 payout to a former female staffer. We know about that. Well, now, according to ABC News, the Office of Compliance paid out close to $100,000 to at least two male staffers of former Representative Eric Massa, a Democrat in New York, who left his office in disgrace following an ethics probe into claims he groped his staff members. Remember that? It was around 2010. He admitted to groping his staff in an interview, but claimed it wasn't sexual harassment. At one point, Massa told Glenn Beck that he not only did he grope one, but he tickled him until he couldn't breathe. So we're getting some of these now, some of these admissions, because they're coming out. They're leaking out, and we should have transparency. But what I ask you is, wouldn't this all be solved? In the entertainment media, you know, they fire pretty quickly. In politics, these guys decide I'm going to stay till the next election cycle. They've buried it. They've kept it less than transparent. Victims end up, in every one of these stories that I read, the victim either gets paid off, loses their job, or is moved somewhere else to a different job. So this needs to be exposed, because the voters should know about the settlements, who they are. People should know to steer clear of them if there's a problem. And if they're in a position of power, they shouldn't be in that position of power, and we shouldn't be funding it. So they can't, first of all, police themselves, obviously. There's a big conflict there. So they have to have an independent investigator, and that's the end of that. But here's the other thing. Make them pay. So if you harass somebody and you're in Congress, okay, and you want to shut them up, take it out of your 179 a year, okay? Take out 20 grand, 50 grand. You know what would happen after the third payout in Congress? Don't you think if congressmen had to pay out for their own sexual harassment, it would kind of stop pretty quickly? When you see that you're embarrassed, when you're pointed out publicly who you are, because we should know, I'm not paying, why should I pay it? They're coming to me, and Dino's saving for you two tickets. Steve doesn't want to pay for somebody's sexual harassment. Either do you. Make them pay. I think that's the new rule. Start it as soon as possible. If you're caught of sexual harassment and you're willing to make a settlement because you want to keep it quiet, let it come out of your pocket. Although it didn't stop Bill O'Reilly. Poor Bill O'Reilly. He's still out there saying, we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's a conspiracy, and I have proof. Let us see it already. I would have put out the proof from Bill O'Reilly before I had to pay the $32 million settlement. But call me crazy. If I had proof, if you had proof, you wouldn't let somebody ruin your TV career. Okay? You would have yielded the proof quite some time ago, but it hasn't come out yet. That said, he can afford payoffs. And I think that the network at points at Fox made payoffs. But Congress, from now on, will they ever do that? Where they're liable? Man, would that be great. If these guys, A, it was transparent, we knew who it was, which should happen. And B, you write a check. You want to shut somebody up? You want to cover it up? Let's see how that works out for you. Instead of us paying for it, and these quiet payoffs, no more. And we're going to hear more and more of these are going to, with the Freedom of Information Act, more and more of these are come to light, for sure. What do you think? Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tillman, 10 continues. So, Steve, this is the Bare Naked Ladies. Is this the Elf's Lament?
I'm a man of reason, and they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but it's folly when you...
Oh, it's a little Bare Naked Ladies holiday song. You want to see them at the Greek. I got some tickets. We'll do the news quiz in just a minute. So with all this sexual harassment, all the claims going on, all of the jobs being lost, a Democratic candidate for Michigan Attorney General, her name is Dana Nessel, she figured now is the time for me to present in a setting that could work. A female attorney general, female secretary of state. Does this work? Let me do my ad and direct it at what's happening in the world today and on everybody's radar as far as sexual harassment.
If the last few weeks has taught us anything, it's that we need more women in positions of power, not less. So, when you're choosing Michigan's next attorney general, ask yourself this. Who can you trust most not to show you their penis in a professional setting? Is it the candidate who doesn't have a penis? I'd say so. Some people will tell you, I can't be the Democratic nominee for attorney general here in Michigan because we can't have an all-female ticket for statewide office in 2018. Pundits and insiders are asking, Can we afford to have a female governor, a female attorney general, and a female secretary of state? Well, I read the news, and I bet you do too. And it has me wondering, can we afford not to? Now, if you want to know more about what I'll do as Michigan Attorney General, head to Dana2018.com. But right now, I want to tell you what you can expect me not to do. I will not sexually harass my staff, and I won't tolerate it in your workplace either. I won't walk around in a half-open bathrobe, and I'll continue to take all sex crimes seriously, just like I did as a prosecutor. You won't find me using your hard-earned tax dollars to silence victims or join right-wing lawsuits that make it harder for you to get health insurance. I'll be too busy doing what I've always done, going to bat for the people who need it most and winning. Yes, I'm a woman. That's not a liability. That's an asset. I'm Dana Nessel. I approve of putting more women on the ticket in November, and I approve this message.
So, what a unique way to go. Is that going to work in today's environment? Does that get your attention if you live there in Michigan? And you thought, well, should I vote for her, Democrat? Is there too many women on the ticket? You should see her logo, by the way. It's a picture of a member, you know, your Schmeichel, with a circle and a line through it. I would think that's how she's going to win. All right, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Coming up, give you more context and more information about the Michael Flynn guilty plea, lying to the FBI, and why did Mr. Mueller decide to do those charges. You usually reverse engineer it so that the charges that you use would yield more information. We'll talk about that. NBC is shifting their statement on Matt Lauer. Is there a liability issue there? And of course, the state, Keith Steinle verdict in San Francisco is a stunner. So we'll discuss that. We'll talk to you at 800-222-5222. We'll do the news quiz for tickets to Bare Naked Ladies. And I've got some surprises too. So stay with us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Be back right after the news.